All right, friends, today I'm going to be talking about anti-inflammatory foods and how we can eat in a way that helps us to decrease inflammation in our body. So I'm going to be going through foods, eat more of, eat less of, because it's not about an all or nothing or completely getting rid of things. We may do that, but we also need to think of, what do I just need to eat more of? What can I fill my plate up more? Because that puts us in a different mindset, and a mindset that makes us feel better and more likely to follow through with something. So to celebrate the 100th episode of this podcast, I'm having a little flash sale going on. So anyone who signs up for a free call by April 5th, just put that in the little bit, "How did you hear about Michelle?" You're going to be able to save 30% off of my course, Healthy Inside and Out. So this is great if you need something to do at your own pace with that focus on of, how can I be healthier and how can I take this an approach that's going to feel good in my body and not feel like some short-term diet that I'm just going to end up back gaining and losing weight. I also have 30% off of my personal training and health coaching for 3 months. Because it's really important that when you start something, you start developing consistency. So in my personal training and health coaching, a lot of my clients say that it's just been really helpful to talk things out, to have things laid out for them, and to finally start moving in the right direction after so many years of trying things and feeling like they're failing and feeling stuck and knowing that they were ready for something different. So if that's you and you know that you are ready to do something different because you want your body to feel better and you want to do it in a way that is kind to yourself, then I encourage you to set up that free call. We're just going to go over your goals and struggles. If I feel like you're a fit for one of the offerings I have, I'll share it with you. This is a no pressure call. It is really laid back, like two friends talking on the phone. So find that link down below and set up that call. Hi friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 Show. I'm Michelle, mom of four and military wife. And I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. All right, so we're going to be diving all into anti-inflammatory foods. So foods that are going to bring down the inflammation in our body, because inflammation is at the root of most chronic diseases. And this is something that we have a lot of control over. We have control over what we put into our mouth. And I can tell you, it's not going to be what our standard American diet is. You're going to have to be willing to do something different and to really prioritize your health and really your long-term health. Because I don't know about you guys, but I want to prevent high blood pressure. I want to prevent heart disease, diabetes, dementia. I want to keep my brain and my body healthy. So first, when it comes to fruits, especially those berries, they're packed with nutrients. They also tend to not spike our blood sugar as much. So really, fruits we can eat some more of. Now, when we're talking about blood sugar balance, we want to making sure that we're not eating fruits by themselves. The berries we can because they're low glycemic index. But those other fruits, making sure we're eating them with something else. Vegetables are non-starchy vegetables. Eat more. There's really not a limit here. So even I myself, some days I could even eat more non-starchy vegetables. So think of broccoli, spinach, kale, onions, carrots, garlic, peppers, mushrooms, zucchini, celery, asparagus. Really ramping up the amount of these non-starchy vegetables that we're getting. What could we eat less of when it comes to vegetables is maybe some of those root ones like potatoes, also corn, because those are going to be high on the glycemic index and they're just not as nutrient dense. Now, the exception might be someone who is more physically active, like very physically active. They might need some extra carbohydrates. So potatoes might be a good source for them, but only if they're using it, because then it's not going to spike their blood sugar quite as high. We could also eat more of lentils, beans, and peas. Herbs and spices are another great one to eat more of. I have been growing a few herbs in my little garden that I have. I have basil, I have dill, and parsley. But obviously we can use the dried herbs and spices too. But these are very powerful nutrients, and they have a lot of different compounds inside of them that really help to bring down the inflammation in our body. They're also a great way to season our food so that we can get away from all that extra sugar, fat, and salt. So what can we eat more of when it comes to fats and oils? A great one would be olive oil. Olive oil, generally found among lots of different studies, have been found very beneficial to our health. And we're thinking fats and oils, we want to eat less of soybean oil, a lot of these processed oils that tend to be very high in omega-6s. And especially things like margarine or things that have hydrogenated fats, and we want to eat less of that. When it comes to anti-inflammatory, fish are very helpful in reducing the inflammation. So fish have omega-3 in it, which helps to decrease our inflammation. But not all fish are the same. Salmon is very high in omega-3s, so that can be a great way to boost the omega-3 and the anti-inflammatory in your body. When you're eating fish, you want to make sure that you're getting fish that are low in mercury. You can look up a chart to see what those are. And also looking up what are the fish with the highest amount of omega-3s in that, because that is something we definitely want to focus on when we're eating fish. And what we want to eat less of when it comes to fish is that deep fried fish that have turned something healthy into something unhealthy. And if you guys haven't heard me before, I think it's super important to get your omega levels tested. And you can do this at home with a simple finger prick blood test. I did this for me, and mine was really low. We want an omega-6-3 ratio of 3-1, or even some doctors in the field are saying 2-1 or 1-1. And you don't know this unless you test it. So I'm going to have a link down below where you guys can test your blood levels. I've become an independent partner with Zenzino because I really love their company and the products that they have. I use their fish oil daily, so it's an omega oil. They also add olive oil to it to help it from getting oxidized, so it doesn't have that fishy taste or fishy smell. And it also helps to increase the polyphenols, which helps with the absorption of the fish oil. So if you guys aren't supplementing, I encourage you to use the link down below, test your level, start supplementing, and then they'll send you a second test where you can retest and make sure that those levels are coming up. Because this is one simple, easy thing you guys can do to take your health into your own hands. And I'm all about preventing disease and really having that long-term health. So this is something I have me and my kids and my husband on, is we're always taking this high-quality omega-3 oil. The next area that we want to think about is meat. So as much as we can, we want to be eating organic, free-range chickens, grass-fed beefs. We want to be eating those that haven't been as processed. The meats that we want to eat less of are the things like cured meats or bacon, hot dogs or salami. Look at the labels of what you guys are eating. We don't want to eat meat that has a bunch of preservatives and chemicals in them. When it comes to grains, bread, cereals, we really want to focus on eating whole grains. So if we're eating rice, eating the rice cooked whole. We want to avoid and eat less of the refined products like white flour, those boxes of sugary cereals, or even if they don't have the sugar. So we want to avoid that process, that refined flours and grains. And also when we're eating grains, we typically only need a smaller portion. And some people are going to find that they don't do good with a lot of grains, or it might change as you're aging how your body reacts to different foods. So really bringing that awareness to how you feel. Again, back to the athlete, if someone is not very active, they might not need as many carbohydrates. They might need more of that nutrient-dense, non-starchy vegetable, those herbs and spices, and some healthy fruit sprinkled in. The next thing we want to eat more of can be nuts and seeds. So there's lots of different nuts and seeds. They're high in polyphenols. And what we want to eat less of is we need to look at that package and make sure we're eating more of the plain nuts. So we don't want the ones that are roasted in different oils. We want those nuts and seeds just to be nuts and seeds. So make sure we're reading those labels. When it comes to sweetness, we want to be eating fruit or things that are naturally sweet, letting our taste buds develop to that. And we want to eat less of the sugar, the honey, the syrup, molasses, and also the fake sweeteners. We want to allow our taste buds to adapt to not having this super high taste bud for sweets. When it comes to drinks, we want to drink more water, and mostly water, maybe with some herbal tea sprinkled in there. But we really want to drink less of the sweetened drinks, the colas, alcohol, fruit juices, because we want to bring down that inflammation in our body. So to sum up some of those, eat less of sugar, starchy foods, deep fried foods, and cured foods. So we're talking about those meats that have been cured. So we want to focus on eating more non-starchy vegetables, herbs and spices, having more fruit. So, you know, fruit necessarily isn't bad. Can we replace, if we're eating a Pop-Tart or a bagel, can we replace that maybe with an apple that has some peanut butter? We want to make sure that we are having less sugar and less processed food. So I hope that this, guys, gives you a start. And I want you to continue to think about this of eat more of and maybe less of something else so that we can step out of that all or nothing mindset and step into something that feels good so we can really fuel our body and be healthier. And this is something I really talk about in the Healthy Inside and Out course, is how can we start to eat in a way that decreases inflammation in our body. I go into lots of specifics about mindful eating, about blood sugar balance, about protein and fiber, and the foods that help to bring down inflammation. And I also do this with my health coaching clients as we're working slowly on tweaking that diet and moving to a place that puts their body in a healthier state. So I encourage you, if you're wanting to eat and live in a way that's healthier, if you're wanting to decrease the inflammation and you're needing some extra support, set up that free call so we can talk, so we can figure out what some of those missing pieces are so that you can keep moving forward. All right, friends, have a great day.